This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And here it is, Friday. You are tuned into WGOD Radio. You're going to hear something I preached and taught, about a year ago now. So forgive me for some of these references sometimes that slip through the cracks. Sometimes you'll hear me mention we meet Thursday night at the church, and actually we don't. We meet Wednesday night. That was moved to a more traditional night for churches to meet Wednesday night. So forgive me sometimes if you hear references that are outdated, but I'll tell you what's not outdated, and that is the Word of God and our Bible study here today. As a matter of fact, au contraire, there's nothing more dated than the book of Revelation and studying that today. That we have come into the age and the time now where there is no more relevant study than the book of Revelation, because we're living in that time right now of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the signs point to it. That's my sermon this coming week as well at Island this coming week here at the end of November is the last time or the last hour. The Apostle John says, little children, it is the last hour. Now, what makes John saying that any different 2,000 years ago than Paul Esposito saying it on the day after Thanksgiving in the year of our Lord, 2016. That's my sermon title for this coming Sunday morning. In the meantime, I wish everyone a wonderful weekend and God bless. Now let's go back to this program and let's pick it up here. I believe we're looking at the second death today. Now here today, we're in Revelation chapter 2. We're about to look at verse 11. Lord God, we thank you for another day. Thank you, great God Almighty, for your mercy, for your love. Thanks for helping us to understand your word. Lord, I pray now you'd fill us all with wisdom, insight, knowledge, understanding, and the power and the ability to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Chapter 2, verse 11, the book of Revelation. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall in no way be harmed by the second death. So what is the second death? And how can there be more than one death? I mean, death is death, right? No, it's not. Death is not just, there's more to that than meets the eye. As we're about to see here, if you're going to face the second death, it means the first death didn't kill you. And if the first death didn't kill you, why in the world would you think that death is the end of all things? Because it's not. Unbelievers and atheists and evolutionists who don't believe God think that you live and you die, and when you die, that's it. You go wink out. No, that's not what happens. We're about to see in this text today that the first death doesn't kill you. And let's add to that, if the first death doesn't kill you, then why do you think the second one's going to kill you? But hell is for eternity. The first death's not going to kill you. You might leave this world, but that's not over. It's not over after you die in this world. You still have to Well, let's let him tell us. If you would please, if you're able to, turn with me to chapter 20 of this last book of the Bible, starting in verse 11. Now, let me start there. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, John says, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by the things having been written in the books, according to their works." Now, verse 13, listen to this. "And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one, according to their works." Funny, you know, this evil man, Osama bin Laden, after they killed him, what happened to him? Remember, he was shot in the head, and then they took him, and what did they do with his body? Remember, they threw him into the ocean. Well, you see, the sea is going to give up the dead who were in them, meaning you can run, you see, but you can't hide. Death even is not going to prevent you from standing before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Everyone's going to stand before him, even Osama bin Laden, who is shark meat, is still going to stand before him. And if he's not shark meat, and if he's escaped the sharks, and he's down there on the bottom of the ocean sometime, you see, the sea is going to give up all the dead. It's going to cough up all the dead that are in it right before the judgment seat of Christ. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, meaning the place of the unseen. Now, in Greek, the word is Hades. It's just a temporary place. What we call hell today is not hell. No, hell hasn't happened yet, you see, but the time is coming when the sea is going to give up the dead who were in it, the good, the righteous dead, too. Perhaps some of you have family members who have died, or friends who have died at sea, maybe even a child who was drowned or something, some terrible thing of a good person who has died as well. Now, you see, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Your body might be down there, but for everyone, for all children who have died who are innocent, your spirit is taken up into the Lord Jesus Christ to be with him. No child is going to be held accountable for that. All believers who have died, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Your body might be down there in the water, but your spirit, all Christians who die when you leave this world, Paul says, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Your body might be down there in the sea, not your spirit, though. No, your spirit and the spirit of children that have died, as David said when his child died, he says, "He will not return to me, but I will go to him." And he wasn't talking about being buried next to him in the ground. He was talking about going up when he dies, being in the presence of the Lord, like children are that have died and have left this world prematurely. So the righteous people's bodies are down there, and the unrighteous as well, in the sea. And the time is coming when the sea is going to give up all the dead who were in it. And not only that, but death personified is going to give up all the dead which are in that, which looks from this text, all those would be in Hades, as we call it. Hades in Greek means the unseen place, the place of the unseen, not hell. We haven't seen hell yet. Hell, personified, spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Greek word Gehenna, which is the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. It was a place of an eternal flame which never went out in Jerusalem, where they put all the refuse. Now let's move on here. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Verse 14, "Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. This is what the second death is. Again, like the old saying is, you can run, but you can't hide. Friend, if the first death doesn't kill you, why do you think the second one is? You don't just die and leave this world. Or I should say, you don't just die and wink out and your existence is over. But if you die without Christ in this world, you die. Maybe you're in the sea. Maybe you're in Hades. I don't know where you are. But this I know is that wherever someone is who dies without Christ, the time is coming where all of these holding places you see are all going to be emptied. Now, the other place down there below already has been emptied. The place we know is Abraham's bosom. You can read about that in Luke chapter 16 when the Lazarus and the rich man died. One person, the righteous man who died, was with Father Abraham. The unrighteous person was in a place of torments where they could see, but they couldn't cross over to them. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ died, it says he descended. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ descended down into hell, not to be tormented or punished. He is Lord. He did not suffer when he went down to hell, but he descended and he set the captives free. You can even read this in the Bible, Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 and 52, after the temple curtain was torn in two, it said the saints were seen in Jerusalem. This is when Jesus Christ descended down. He set all the captives free. He released everyone in Abraham's bosom, which is empty today, I would think. And they followed him up. As it says, no one has ascended into heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. It says in John 3:13, Abraham's bosom today is empty. Hades, on the other hand, is waiting for the call. It's waiting for this call for this to happen. Death and Hades then were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And right before that, we see the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to their works. The judgment day is coming for everyone, not just for the unrighteous, but for you and I too. As it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, we must all appear. I like that. Like it or not, do I like it? We must all appear. It's like getting a summons in the mail. You have been summoned. You have been summoned. Have you ever been called to jury duty before? Were some people old enough to be a draft notice? Greetings was the first word on draft notices. Here it's, We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive the things done in the body. We will all stand before him. The question is, what have you done with Jesus? Is he your Lord and Savior? Have you received him? Do you acknowledge him as the Son of God and your Lord and Savior? Everyone who has made that profession of faith will not face the second death. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back again soon in our ongoing studies in the book of Revelation here next time. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.